The M23 rebel group has pulled out of peace talks with the Democratic Republic of Congo, saying it will not return unless the government respects a previously signed ceasefire. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Clashes intensified in January when the M23 seized swathes of territory in the mineral-rich east, including the strategic city of Goma. Last month in Qatar, both sides signed a ceasefire meant to pave the way for a lasting settlement. But on Monday, as negotiations were due to resume, M23 spokesperson Lawrence Kanyuka told the BBC that no rebel representatives were present, accusing Kinshasa of showing it doesn't want peace. He alleged that government forces had continued to attack rebel positions in breach of the agreement. The Congolese military rejected the claim, insisting it is the M23 that has kept up near daily assaults in North and South Kivu provinces. A draft deal was reportedly shared with both sides by Qatari mediators on Sunday, though it remained unsigned. The agreement was meant to complement a separate US-brokered peace accord between Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, signed in Washington in June. Kinshasa, the UN, and Western governments accuse Rwanda of supporting the M23, allegations Kigali has repeatedly denied. The Washington deal, praised by former US President Donald Trump as a glorious triumph, could give the US access to Congo's vast mineral reserves. Despite years of mediation efforts, peace remains elusive. The conflict has already killed thousands and forced hundreds of thousands of civilians to flee their homes, according to the UN. Would you like me to also make a short version for social media that highlights just the M23 pullout, the ceasefire collapse, and the humanitarian toll? Piers Potter, CNT Live London.